This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we are celebrating the first day of recreational cannabis sales legally in Massachusetts, anywhere actually east of the Mississippi. Massachusetts, the first state of a handful now east of the Mississippi that have a legal structure set up to actually open the doors and allow people over the age of 21, so 21 and over, to purchase cannabis.
So what's the tax rate?
20%.
It's pretty healthy.
It's not. I wouldn't describe taxes as healthy in any circumstance.
Big.
It is high, so to speak. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Vincent,
and Mark.
And I know, Vincent, you had a story that was actually kind of related to this regarding, you touched on this idea in the last hour, which was that there may be a consequence here, an unforeseen consequence by those who have decided to use recreational cannabis, legal recreational cannabis. Because those who are buying from the black market don't have this problem. But if you're buying through one of these legal stores, there's a man standing out front with a scanning device, and you hand that man your driver's license. He then scans the barcode on the back of the license, and that actually takes in all the data from your driver's license. So they got your name, they got
terrifying.
Your address, whatever.
So let me get this straight. You refused to give your information to the Canadian authorities when you attempted to cross the border.
I didn't refuse to give my
willing
information.
Willing to give them your information when you walk into some pot shop.
You can't refuse to
mass?
Give your information to a border guard. I didn't refuse to give my information. You're
all
talking
right.
About the time I attempted to cross into Canada and was unsuccessful?
Yes.
They were given my information by me. They looked me up and they rejected me. What we were trying to do with that border crossing was not show a passport. Was to prove that you didn't have to have a passport to cross into Canada and to cross back. And you don't. And we did prove
but
that.
But you didn't make it.
I did. I was the only one of the group who did not make it across. Everybody else did make it. And the reason I didn't make it was because I have a criminal record of civil disobedience, basically. And they didn't want that.
Yeah.
So, going on here, let's talk to you with your calls and thoughts. Speaking of ID, and we'll get into this idea of they're collecting all this info. Will they use it against gun owners is the question. Let's go first, though, to Dave. He's in New Hampshire, the state in New England that is behind the ball on cannabis decriminalization and legalization. It's unfortunate, but maybe the good side of that is going to be that New Hampshire will get it right. Maybe New Hampshire will do a better job of legalizing cannabis than other states. I'm hoping. I don't want to get too hopeful because I don't want to have my hopes dashed on the rocks, but there may be an opportunity for New Hampshire to not screw this up as hard as some of the other states have done. Like, for instance, by making it so, I mean, the ideal situation would be cannabis has no regulations whatsoever. That's probably not going to happen.
Same regulations as the sale of tomatoes.
But if it does have regulations, if it does have taxes, New Hampshire's tax ought to be the lowest. It should be if you're going to have a tax, it should be part of statute that New Hampshire's tax should be the lowest tax on cannabis across all the United States.
That'd be great.
That would be a smart move if you're going to keep it sort of a regulated thing. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're talking about ID earlier, and I wanted to update you on the New Hampshire Real ID situation.
Yeah, what is the situation with New Hampshire Real ID? Can you explain for our listeners what Real ID is?
Well, it goes back to 2005 when the Bush administration dumped this one of these things into it. It was the military appropriation bill, I guess, and they just tacked on this thing about everybody has to have this really complicated ID with biometrics and stuff like that.
They didn't just tack it on; they tacked it on at midnight, and
it was an unfunded mandate as well. So they told all these states, you've got to jump through all these hoops, change your ID to be real ID compliant based on all these standards we're going to hand down to you. Oh, and that's going to cost you money? Well, we're not going to pay you to do it. We're not going to give you any of our funds that we've stolen from your taxpayers to implement this system. So there were actually a handful of states, New Hampshire was one of them, that refused to participate, refused to implement, at the time at least, Real ID. Sadly, within the last couple of years, they have implemented Real ID standards in New Hampshire. However, you know, if there's a little bit of good news here, it's that New Hampshire's standards are optional. So you can opt out of the Real ID style license. Anyway, go ahead, Dave.
So I guess what's happening is that they're claiming, the claim I understand, is that you have to have, to get a Real ID compliant driver's license, not as bad as what was in the original bill, but you have to have, you have to provide them a social security card at the driver's, at the DMV, and a birth certificate. The birth certificate has to have a raised seal, which I've never seen anything like that. I've got my birth certificate, my social security card, but it says they can't be tattered. And over 50 years, well, yeah, it's got, I think it's got a corner missing, and I wonder if they will even accept that. Should I even try getting a Real ID compliant license? But if I did not get one, I'll be doing no more flying.
No, come on. You know they're bluffing, right? Okay, they're not going to stop people from flying.
I should say that's the claim in writing. You're right that they may back down. I mean, if enough people make an issue of this, then yes, they will back down. They have done so far.
Right. They've done it multiple times where they've set a deadline and said, this is the time by which you must have a Real ID license or else you're not going to be able to fly anymore. And they just keep pushing it back and pushing it back and pushing it back. And even if they don't push it back, we already know that people are able to fly without a license at all.
Yeah, the thing that they're going to be more likely to actually enforce is an attempt at keeping people out of federal facilities if they don't have a certain type of ID. I don't know where that stands.
Okay. Was there more you wanted to share?
Well, there was, and I can't remember what it was.
Did you acquire one of these Real ID licenses, or are you like me and you don't have one?
No, I had to decide when I'm up for a renewal, when I renew my license, whether to just renew it normally by handing them the license and getting a new one, or by showing them a Social Security and a birth certificate, both of which I might have to actually get reissued in order to show it to them.
Oh, that's a pain. Yeah. Do you have a passport, if I can ask?
No, I don't think I would be allowed to have a passport. I'm a tax resister, so they might just, you know, refuse me. It's not worth spending them the $100 to get turned down.
Yeah,
for a
I can
passport.
Understand. I can understand where you're coming from. I thought that would be that was a concern that I had as well, but I went for it and I got the passport. But you're right that they do claim that they do a treasury check. Sorry, they do claim that they do a check on you through the Treasury or Department or something like that to see if you owe taxes.
So if the IRS has been in contact with you and let you know that, you know, they demand money from you or whatever, then it's probably less of a good idea. Whereas,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
If they haven't really contacted you, then, you know, no biggie.
Then go for it. Dave,
thanks
for the call.
I mean, this whole idea of a deprival strategy, it feels, you know, dirty if you give any kind of money to the federal government. I feel like less of a person if I do that. I'm not saying I'd never do it at all, but I really do take it seriously and try to limit that at all costs.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from on that. In my case, I wanted to go to Anarcapulco down in Acapulco, Mexico, and that was my motivation to get another passport. Because I'd had one in the past, but I let it expire. And I decided, you know what, this event sounds really cool. And as it turns out, it actually is a really cool
event. I'm not going to let these people and their stupid fines keep me from having a good life.
Thank you, Dave, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Well, you know, whether you're traveling or not, you can still have a good life in a lot of different ways.
Now, if you want to travel, then, and you're being kept from it by a $150 fine, then no, the government has succeeded in keeping you from having as good a life as you'd like.
Technically, it would be a fee, not a fine, but, you know, either way, it's an extraction from the government.
It's just money given to the government.
Yeah. So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Vincent, you've got a story out of the Huffington Post about a lawsuit. This apparently story broke today about a lawsuit by a medical cannabis patient suing the government over their prohibitions on being able to own a gun. And, you know, it, on its face, it seems like, well, if you're a drug user, you shouldn't be able to own a gun. Or should you? We'll get into it coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Our number for you to dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Liquichops.
Try Liquichops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Organizers say it will be late next year or...
Oops. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got your Discord on air call-in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm. You will find them there. There are several of them right there at the top of our list of different chat rooms where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. In fact, we're going to go to one of those call-in line rooms here in just a moment. But with you tonight, it's Ian,
Vincent,
and Mark.
And I want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. Great place to go and learn the basics about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin started it all a decade ago, and it's still going strong. Yeah, it's down a little bit, but some would say that means it might be a good time to consider buying some. The price today touched a low of close to $4,000. That's, I think, the lowest point of the year.
Last year.
So, you know, could it go lower? It could. But is this a good time to buy? It might be. At the very least, it's a good time to learn about it. Go to Bitcoin.com, get started on your path to really getting a grasp on cryptocurrency. Of course, Bitcoin started it all, so go with Bitcoin.com as we continue with you tonight. By the way, it's Ian here.
Vincent.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
I'm driving back from Minnesota visiting relatives, and
right.
I thought I'd do something a little different tonight.
Sure.
I'm going to give everyone the benefit of my 50 years of driving experience. I'm going to give driving tips.
All right. So, let's hear it.
Well, there's a lot to cover. I'll just hit some of the high points. Number one, driving next to semi-trailers and trucks. You want to avoid that as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. That's because they've got a blind spot there, right?
No, not necessarily. Their blind spots are pretty well covered with their wide-angle mirrors. You know, if they're turning a tight corner, yes, there's quite a blind spot. But if they're driving straight down the road, they can see you pretty well as long as you can see their mirrors. But what I'm getting at is trucks are especially heavy. They're very it's hard to stop them, hard to turn them, hard to get them going. You want to stay... give them room, and you don't want to drive alongside them for any length of time because, sometimes those tires of theirs will
explode. Yeah, you see those. You see the broken, busted out tires frequently on the interstate.
Those are retreads, right?
Yeah. I guess some of them are not retreads. Most of them are retreads, but I've heard that some of the new tires will do that as well. At any rate, you don't want to be next to one of those
when those
tires close up.
Okay, good point.
That's one thing. If you're going to pass one, pass it as fast as you can. You don't want to delay being next to it.
What is a retread?
It's a tire with tire stuck on the top, right?
They take an old tire, they turn it down in a lathe to cut off the old rubber, the old tread. They only cut the wear surface, the part that hits the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put it in a mold that's specifically designed for that size tire, and then they'll mold brand-new rubber. They'll inject hot rubber that sticks to the old casing. They call that a casing. And then you have what looks like a brand-new tire, but it's obviously not. And
why would somebody want one of these things? I mean, if these are known for blowing up on you as you're driving around, is it that much cheaper to get one of these tires? Is that why people are like, you know what, give me a retread? I feel like taking a risk.
It is cheaper, and they're serviceable. Back in the 60s and even into the 70s, retreads were popular on passenger cars. So we used to get retreads.
Blow up on you?
No, we never. I think for an automobile, you don't typically see the tread leave the casing, but a truck tire is much larger.
And a lot more expensive,
right?
There's
a lot more pressure on it.
Centrifugal force, yeah. So,
you used to drive truck, right, Gene? I mean, what's some of these tires cost?
No, I've never driven truck.
Oh, no, excuse me.
Yeah, so other driving tips. Number one, beware when the roads get wet or snowy, because traction changes a lot when roads are not dry. If you're going around a corner, you're going to want to go a bit slower.
Quite a bit slower.
Definitely. Icy downhill, you want to be at a crawl. You don't want to be very fast at all.
This is good advice, Gene. What was it that sparked you to want to call in with, you know, basic road tips? Because we can't take too many of them here.
Well, yeah, I know. There was a deer came across the road. I almost ran into that. It wasn't that close, but it was the closest I've ever run come across a deer. And I just thought people might want a little bit of advice on.
Here's another one. Don't text and drive. How about
that? There's
one?
A good one.
Yeah.
Well, let me go into that.
All right.
Because I actually do text and drive, and I eat hamburgers and drive.
Yeah.
It's what's called distracted driving.
And right.
It's kind of a myth that you can't do these things. And you tell people
you can. It's just if a moose runs out in front of you while you're doing it, you might have a lower reaction time or longer.
But here's the trick. Here's the trick to doing anything while you're driving. Because also as a pilot, you know, we have to do things while we're flying our airplanes. We have to multitask.
Yeah.
So it's not that you can't do something else while you're driving. It's how much attention you put to that thing that you're doing. You have to divide your attention in a way that you're putting something like 9/10 of a second on your driving and 1/10 of a second on whatever that other thing is. You don't want to distract your driving for more than about 1/10 of a second. So a quick glance.
How about driving stoned? Do you have any like experience with that? Some people say they drive better when they're stoned because they can concentrate easier.
Yeah, I've done that and I had an accident. So don't do that.
So as a fireman, I've got to say that, and I'm not saying that everybody who texts and drives is terrible at it, but a lot of people are, mm-hmm. and it's probably best not to do it than to do it. Half of the accidents I see, text.
Yeah, but they're not properly dividing their attention because
yes.
you can't just blame it on texting because you can have the same problem with tuning your radio, eating
sure.
a burger, smoking a cigarette, all of those things are distracted driving. And if you apply too much attention to that other thing and less, you know, so apply the attention to the driving. Distracted portion should be only 1/10 of a second at a time, very briefly, and then right back onto the road. Like I say, I've been driving for 50 years. I've never had a major accident. I've had a couple of fender benders.
And, Gene, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. There you go. Toll-free number. There's some tips for you. Vincent, did you write all those down?
Oh, no. I don't have a license.
No. That's what I'm saying.
It's good to think about, though.
Yeah. I mean, a little refresher never hurts. Let's go to Vernon in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vernon.
Hey. Well, I don't understand why every single time around this time of year, we need to have reminders of why we shouldn't. Like, I've heard so many food safety tips. Driving tips and fire hazard tips lately. Don't use your grill in the house. Don't do this or that. Like, is this just because it's a slow news time? I mean,
do people really use their grills in their house?
I mean, no. Oh yeah,
they
do.
Must,
it's
right?
crazy.
Yeah. Don't put your generator in your house either. That's also a really bad plan.
Don't text and drive. Don't leave the turkey out on the table. We put it in the fridge.
Well, the dog might eat it if you leave it out on the table too
long. It's food out, like food poisoning or something. I mean, it's crazy. Are people that stupid to where they really don't know the
yes,
common
maybe
thing?
Yes, they are.
Maybe they are. Hang on, Vernon, if you got more. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
USA Radio News.
Stocks are falling on Wall Street as disappointing earnings are being reported.
The market lost all the gains it had made this year today when the Dow fell 552 points. Both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 were also down. President Trump was asked if he's worried about the markets.
I think your tech stocks have some problems, but that'll come back. But no, I think we're going to do very well.
The president also submitted written answers to special counsel Robert Mueller's questions in the ongoing Russia investigation. Security will be very tight for the 92nd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. New York City Police Chief Rodney Harrison reminds you to leave that drone at home.
People like to use them, but they're just not appropriate in New York airspace or at these events.
As part of a White House tradition that dates back all the way to Abraham Lincoln, President Trump pardoned two turkeys. The turkeys' names were Peas and Carrots. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free tonight. If you want to join us on the air, the very first day of legal cannabis recreational sales in the eastern seaboard, east of the Mississippi, was in Massachusetts at two different locations. We covered that in some level of detail at the very beginning of the show. Of course, you're always welcome to call in and share your thoughts with us tonight. It's Ian,
Vincent,
and Mark.
And a lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author and has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom's been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday, meaning he's racked up over 1,200 episodes so far. Guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online over at TomWoods.com or just search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatchers. We continue here. Vernon on the line in New Orleans. Vernon, you say you're fed up with all these ridiculous warnings that people are being given.
I get enough of it for Free Talk Live. You have Sarah calling in with pedestrian crossing tips and all of that stuff, and then you have Gene calling in with driving tips, and then I turn the news on today, and the fire chief's on there talking about, you know, fireplace safety and cooking safety, and then you have the... You turn on the radio and then you hear the FDA chief on there talking about food safety. I mean, it's just, it's like this time of the year, I guess people are just more prone to to, you know, accidents. I have no idea, but it's the same thing every single year. And it just gets old after a while. I don't understand why we need these constant reminders of things that I think are self-explanatory and things that I already know that I learned as a child, basically. I don't know. And then I have one other topic I wanted to ask you about.
Well, I could say this as a firefighter, the reason we go to people's houses and they're on fire is because of the same crap over and over again.
Okay, so obviously, but is it caused by humans or is it really like is it just an accident? Like, okay, even if I heard this just on the radio, I would have known better or something. You know what I mean?
It's fire gremlins.
Okay. So,
no, I mean, it's humans making the same mistakes that they do. So you'll take your ashes out, and for whatever reason, they throw them in a pile of leaves in the middle of fall. What were you thinking? What's going to happen here? But this is where I always throw my leaves. I mean, I throw my my ashes. I understand, but you haven't raked up your leaves around your ash pile. And now your house is on fire.
Okay. And I guess this goes to the fact that people are scanned by the internet with those African scans and all of that stuff. So I guess it's just the stupidity of people in general, and maybe I am not as stupid as
Well, people are also scammed by those hacks, those life hacks that many of them actually make life more difficult, but they, you know, they make it look like they make something easier. Like, the best one that comes to mind is the one where it's like a ketchup bottle, and they put pancake batter in the ketchup bottle, and it's like, it makes perfect pancakes because you can just squeeze out the perfect amount out of the ketchup bottle. But then you have to think, well, like, how long did you actually have to prepare, and how difficult was it to wash out the ketchup bottle, number one, then actually get the pancake batter into the ketchup bottle first and foremost? What are you going to use for that, a funnel?
Yes.
Yeah. So all the time that it takes to get set up for this, it's not a time saver. You got to put more time into it. You can't keep that in there that long.
It's probably convenient while you're doing it.
Hey, before y'all kick me off, are y'all still doing the FCC free Twitch thing? And if y'all have already talked about it earlier tonight, forgive me, but I had that on my calendar.
No, it's fine. No, thanks for the extra plug. I'm glad you gave us an excuse to mention it again. Yeah, tonight, no FCC censors during a Twitch-only after show, our very first ever Twitch-only after show. We're all sticking around after the show at 10 o'clock tonight Eastern Time on twitch.lrn.fm.
And we can call in?
Yeah, just like normal.
Do you have the same rules, though? If Beth have already called in, I can't call in again?
No. We'll if you've called in already tonight, you can call in during the Twitch show. We'll waive that rule.
And you'll have a special number you'll give out?
Yeah, we'll have a 603 area code number for people on the phones, but I would still recommend getting on our Discord chat and jumping into the Discord on-air call-in line rooms because you're going to sound much better that way. Thank you, Vernon, for the call tonight. Check that out at Discord, or that's discord.lrn.fm, but if you want to watch us on Twitch tonight, the Twitch-only version of the show, after show, and with no FCC censors. That's not to say there won't be any censors, but there's no FCC censors. There's still certain things you can't say on Twitch that, you know, we can't tolerate.
What?
There's racist terminology that is not allowed on Twitch.
Well, I'm not going to tolerate that anyway.
No, we wouldn't have tolerated that anyway. But the F word, the S word, all the regular curse words, you can go to town and have fun with that because Twitch doesn't care about that. So anyway, that's tonight at twitch.lrn.fm. Go and follow us there and stick around after 10 p.m. Eastern. All right. So, Vincent, you wanted to talk about the Huffington Post. Did you want me to share this story, or did you want to?
No, you could go ahead. I mean, I just started to laugh, you know, the irony of the Huffington Post. Because, you know, you said the government, but really in the Huffington Post here it says the man is suing the Trump administration. So it took, you know, for hatred for Trump to have the Huffington Post be pro-gun for once.
It's an interesting point. But, of course, if it was... I'm only saying it's the government because Trump happens to be in charge of it at the time this suit happens to be being filed. It's not to say that Obama wouldn't have presided over the exact same terrible policy. Medical marijuana prescriber and patient is challenging Donald Trump's administration over a federal statute barring cannabis users from purchasing or owning firearms, even when they take the drug legally pursuant to state law. In April, Philadelphia-based doctor Matthew Roman went to a gun store locally with plans to buy a revolver for self-defense. Pennsylvania is one of more than 30 states that has legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes, and Roman is licensed to even prescribe cannabis to treat symptoms of post Wait a minute. Roman is licensed to prescribe cannabis to qualifying patients in his state. Okay, yeah, he's a doctor. He also has a card that allows him to use the plant to treat symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. So he is both a doctor and a patient when it comes to medical cannabis.
All right.
Roman has no other record of violence, criminal activity, or a mental disorder, according to the suit. When he went to purchase the handgun, a clerk informed him his status as a medical marijuana patient means he cannot legally obtain a firearm. Under the 1968 Gun Control Act,
guns are weed, but not both.
Any unlawful user of a controlled substance is also prohibited from purchasing or owning a gun. Federally licensed gun dealers must ask prospective customers about their drug use habits before approving a purchase. And because marijuana remains a Schedule I substance under federal law, amazingly, which by the way means that it's in the same category federally as heroin.
Yep.
Schedule
higher than cocaine.
That's correct. Which I believe is Schedule II, if I recall correctly.
Well, it can be used as medicine.
Correct. Schedule I substance here does point out the government maintains there's no way to use cannabis lawfully. Not only lawfully, but medically. So they're a little wrong on their statement there. The government schedules drugs at Schedule I if they believe there's no accepted medical use for that drug. Which is false with both cannabis and heroin, by the way. I mean, I know heroin's got a bad rap and a bunch of people...
Heroin was legal at one point in the 20th century, so...
Sure was.
It could be used medically.
And has been.
Well, and even before they legalized the use of opioids in like the late 90s, early 2000s, opioids were reserved for the worst like terminal cancer patients. Because, like,
it's pain medication.
So even when it was like it's most restricted in the country, it was still used as medicine.
Correct. But yet it's Schedule I. In 2016, a federal appeals court ruled this prohibition did not violate the Second Amendment rights of a Nevada medical marijuana patient who was turned down by a gun store after trying to buy a firearm in 2011. Dr. Roman's suit filed last week alleges that federal law violates his Second Amendment right to gun ownership and his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination because federal firearm transaction forms require medical marijuana patients to report that they use the drug unlawfully, even when it's sanctioned under state law.
Sounds fair.
The complaint specifically names Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker and the directors of the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Spokes bureaucrat for the U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment on the case. We'll tell you a little bit more about it. Coming up here in moments, case filed against the federal government by a medical marijuana patient / doctor about gun rights. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us and bring up what you want.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, by the way, big thanks to Dave Burns. He's a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier, meaning that he gives $25 per month to Free Talk Live to support what we do, to support our mission of spreading the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency as far and as wide as possible, get on more radio stations, bring these ideas out there to people who weren't expecting to find them, and then also do some internet outreach as well to bring new people on board with the ideas of freedom. If that's valuable, if it's worth $5 a month, he's doing 25. We ask five. So if you want to do $5 a month or more, it's up to you. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. A-M-P, amp. Stands for advertise, market, and promote. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some cool perks, like access to the amp-only call-in lines. There's the amp-only Facebook group. There's the amp-only podcast. And you get special access to certain chat rooms that normally are off-limits on our Discord chat and more. So get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. I actually had an amplifier send me a message today on Discord asking for his amp status to be granted, and that's easy to do. All you got to do is message me on Discord and tell me what your amp email address is. That way I know you're not some imposter trying to pretend to be, you know, one of the amplifiers.
And then what do you get?
You get the amp user class. It turns your name gold, so you look different. You become in the amp user group, so as you're scrolling down the list of users, you'll be in that group.
Differentiates you from the other types.
Correct. And you get access to special channels, a couple of them, that other people don't have. So check it out over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Use PayPal, use credit card, use Bitcoin, BTC. It's amp.freetalklive.com. More about this lawsuit against the current administration, against the government, for prohibiting people who are medical cannabis patients from owning firearms. And I hope this guy's successful. I hope that he can overturn that prohibition to allow people to have both guns and pot. But let's go to Bad Slave first in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bad Slave.
Hi.
Hey, you're on.
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to just bring up the idea that they've been keeping me from doing all kinds of stuff online and whatever.
Who's they?
You know, when I'm people that serve, give health services. I mean, you know, doctors.
Health services are keeping
nurses.
You from doing things online. What things are they keeping you from doing?
They make me, you know, jump through humongous hoops to. It's called HIPAA. You've heard of HIPAA?
HIPAA, yeah, there's the health law? Privacy law thing.
Right. So health privacy should interfere with anybody knowing about you having to need to use cannabis or any other products for, you know, we have competing laws is what I'm saying. And that, you know, it just borders on ridiculousness.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because I wasn't understanding there for a moment. What you're saying is on one hand, you've got a law that says, oh, if you're a medical cannabis user, you need to tell us when you're applying for a gun license. On the other hand, there's this HIPAA thing that says, if you're using something medically, you have a right to privacy and people don't need to know about it. You're saying there's a contradiction.
That's right. And not only that, there are so many more potent drugs out there that are being dispensed willy-nilly, you know, through doctors, of course.
Right, they don't ask you about
pharmacies.
That, right? If you're filling out a gun application, they don't ask you if you're on any other mind-altering substances, so long as it's on a prescription.
Yeah.
Right. Just weed.
SSRI drugs, you know, that makes you, you know, that says you could become violent or suicidal.
Suicidal, right.
You know, of course, yes. You know, like saw a young person I know on antidepressant drugs and you know, he attempted suicide. I mean, fortunately, he was, you know, unsuccessful. But, you know, I just like this is just more of the same kind of baloney that authorities, the government, the in concert with the lawmakers and bar attorneys and cops.
Yeah.
You know,
they make a bunch of money off of it. The attorneys make a bunch of money.
Everything that the government does is nothing but an obstruction. You know, I call them the destructobots, those people, because that's all that they can do. They can't build anything. They can only destroy.
You're right about that.
This is part of what's going on. They're destroying somebody's possibility for getting, you know, being armed and wanting to defend yourself. Just like you, Mark, as well.
Right.
You want to defend yourself, and they're keeping you, even though you're a perfectly respectable individual.
Because you're a felon. Because Mark's a felon.
Right.
Right.
And by the way, you can also have more alcohol in your house legally, which is a far greater of dangerous drug than marijuana.
Yeah.
You can drink enough alcohol to where you can't even see straight. And
you could drink enough to die.
You could drink enough to die. Certainly, if you put your hands on a gun when you're that drunk, it could be a very, very bad consequence.
It often is.
Yeah, as a result of that. But they don't ask you on the gun application form if you have a habit of getting too drunk. Bad Slave, thanks for the call. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. The suggestion here that's sort of unspoken is that marijuana is so dangerous. It's one of the most dangerous drugs in the world, and that's why you can't possibly have a gun at the same time, in the same house, with this plant. I mean, that's the
unspoken... It makes you unpredictable.
Yeah.
Well,
ridiculous.
A lot of these laws are written by people who have never smoked weed.
Yeah.
And don't really understand it. I'm not saying that...
They need to blaze up.
It's also to disarm as many people as they can, as many of
the slaves
as they
can. Yeah, it's probably a bit of that, too. But I think there's just a lot of fear, because we've done a good job of comparing weed to alcohol. And alcohol is a dangerous drug. But when I compare weed to alcohol, I really should let everyone know that, honestly, it's alcohol that's more dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Not weed.
I mean, do we even have to tell people that anymore? Isn't it just obvious?
A lot of people haven't smoked marijuana. They don't know anything about it, Ian.
They need to pay attention to their friends and family and coworkers who are probably, there's probably a handful of marijuana users that are very, very close to them.
And I'm sure more people are addicted to alcohol than they are marijuana, so it's a much more sensitive topic for more people.
Yeah, absolutely. Alcoholism is a huge problem, not only in the United States, but elsewhere in the world. So, the spokesperson bureaucrat for the U.S. Attorney's Office has declined to comment on the case by this doctor, Dr. Roman, who's filing suit on behalf of, cannabis and gun owners everywhere. Attorneys for Roman say the restriction on gun ownership for medical marijuana patients is in part the result of decades of cannabis propaganda, which they argue has led to inaccurate claims about the herb being associated with violent behavior. When the hell did anybody ever make that claim about cannabis?
The Reefer Madness
movies.
Yeah,
I was about to say that.
Was there a violent character in that movie?
Oh, the whole movie is about how they're ruining their lives, going to debauchery, going to crime, hurting. I think some guy murders someone.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. There is a killing in that film. You're right about that.
Just makes it go crazy.
Well, Reefer Madness is a silly, silly movie.
It is, and people thought it was real. You know, they thought that it was a realistic example of what cannabis did to you.
Or it could have been a prediction, right? It was a foresightful movie because it predicted spice and synthetic cannabis.
How did it predict that?
The bath salts and what they've.
Well, no, it's not bath salts. It was spice that the guy ate the guy's face off. The homeless man who ate a guy's face off.
But how did the Reefer Madness movie predict that?
Because they say these people are consuming cannabis, and then they go out and go crazy and do all sorts of violent things. That's usually associated today with synthetic cannabis.
Oh, you're saying that actually happened, but it wasn't regarding cannabis. It was regarding cannabis.
It's sort of like an ironic prediction. You know, a stopped clock is right twice a day.
I see what you're saying. Attorneys say the restriction is part of the cannabis propaganda. The federal government is, quote, advancing an interpretation of the law which automatically assumes that medical marijuana patients, by operation of the method of treatment for their illnesses, are prone to engage in gun violence in the same manner as those adjudicated mentally ill or those who have been convicted of a felony. Not that just being convicted of a felony makes you prone to using a gun in a violent way.
Yeah, if we're going to touch on this felons and guns things, it's worth talking about. I am a felon. I was sentenced in 1989 for second-degree murder. I was released later by a Florida Supreme Court, but I was not exonerated. Supreme Court ruling. But I was not exonerated. Does anyone think, really, that I couldn't get a gun in the next 24 hours if I wanted to? Felons that have been free a long time and haven't committed a crime have done so because they don't want to go back to jail or that they're, cured or whatever the heck the issue is. Not because you've kept guns from them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hour number 3 is on the way. Share your thoughts with us. It is Free Talk Live.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.